You're listening to English Through Stories, Missing Person, Episode 2, Beer and Cigarettes. You're listening to Episode 2 of Missing Persons on English Through Stories. I'm your host, Jeff McQuillan, from the Center for Educational Development in Los Angeles, California. In Episode 1, we meet Anne Prado, a university student at the University of Southwestern California in Los Angeles. Anne has a sister, Sarah Salas. But for some reason, Anne can't locate or find her sister. She appears to have disappeared or is missing. So she goes and asks her professor, Dr. Reeves, to help her find her sister. The professor and Anne go over to Sarah's apartment. But before they can get to the door, Dr. Reeves is attacked by another man who starts fighting with him. The man eventually runs away. We also learn that Sarah's husband, Bill, is also missing. Now, Episode 2, Missing Persons, Beer and Cigarettes. Some of my students know I'm an amateur detective. Before I became a university professor 5 years ago, I had a real job. I worked for a security agency that protected private homes and also important people like famous actors and politicians. I learned a lot about criminals. I also learned a lot about police work from my father, who was a cop for 34 years. I had wanted to become a police officer too, but that was impossible. I got into some trouble when I was a kid. It was a stupid high school trick, but because I was 18 years old, I was treated like an adult. I was arrested by the police, convicted, and now I have a police record. With a criminal record, I can never be a cop. I worked for a while as a bodyguard. One of my cases was protecting a famous politician who was also a history buff. He and I became friends. He helped me go to college, and now I am a professor. As I said, when Anne came to see me this morning, I told her I would be happy to help. We came over to the apartment building where Sarah and Bill live, and that's when this mysterious man tried to stop us from going in. Let's see if we can get into their apartment and take a look around, I suggested. We walked into the large white building and up to the third floor. Anne got an extra key from the apartment manager so we could get in. Apartment 306, Anne? I asked her. Yes, here's the key, she answered. Let me open the door. I took the key from her. I opened the door very slowly. One thing I learned from my work as a bodyguard, be careful when opening a stranger's door. You never know what's behind it. I opened the door slowly. I went in first, making sure everything was okay before Anne followed. The living room was large and full of expensive things. A big screen TV, a fancy stereo, a CD player, two big brown leather chairs, and a comfortable-looking sofa. The living room alone was bigger than my entire apartment. My God! It smells like beer and cigarettes in here. Bill and Sarah didn't even smoke, Anne said. I walked to the back of the apartment and saw myself in the mirror. I'm always surprised at how I look. I'm 42 years old, 5 feet 11 inches tall, balding, average weight. But when I see myself in the mirror, I look 3 inches shorter, 5 years older, and 10 pounds heavier. I checked the windows and the closet on each side of the apartment and went into the bathroom. Then I saw something move. I quickly turned to Anne and put my hand up in the air, meaning don't move. I put my finger to my lips, telling her to be quiet. Someone was in the bathroom. This episode begins with our narrator, the person telling the story, Dr. Reeves, talking a little bit about his own background. He starts by saying that he's an amateur detective. An amateur is someone who doesn't necessarily get paid to do what they do. Someone who gets paid is called a professional. A detective, of course, is someone who tries to find a criminal or tries to find information. Dr. Reeves explained that he has been a university professor for 5 years. Before that, he worked for a security agency that protected private homes and important people. A security agency, an agency is a company here that provides protection to either a building or homes or to people. We call people who work for a security agency a security guard. In any case, the narrator says that his father was also a police officer for 34 years. The term he uses is a cop. A cop, C-O-P, is an informal expression or term, rather, means police officer, someone working for the police. Our narrator also wanted to become a police officer, but something happened. He doesn't tell us what. He says it was a stupid high school trick. A trick is here something that you do to someone else, usually, something mean, something bad. We don't know what that was, but because the narrator was 18 years old, which in the United States is the legal age, he was treated like an adult. To treat someone like is the expression that we use when we're talking about how we act toward someone. Sometimes we say, don't treat me like a child, meaning don't act towards me like I'm a child or talk to me like I am a child. The narrator was arrested by the police. When the police arrest you, they put handcuffs on you and take you to the police station. That's where the police work, in a police station. They convicted him, means he went to a trial in front of a judge and a jury, and the jury said he was guilty. To be found guilty is to be convicted. The opposite would be to be acquitted. To be acquitted means you're innocent. Now Dr. Reeves has a police record. When we say someone has a police record, a criminal record, or sometimes we just say he has a record, we mean that they've committed some crime. And so in the computer, if you look that person's name up, their name will come up with the name of their crime. Having a criminal record or police record means that there are some jobs that you can no longer apply for or get. And becoming a cop, according to Dr. Reeves, is one of those. The professor explains that he worked as a bodyguard. Well, a bodyguard is very much the same as a security guard, except when we say bodyguard, we mean someone protecting a person, not a place. So the President of the United States has bodyguards. We actually call those bodyguards the Secret Service. But for normal private citizens, it would be a bodyguard. Dr. Reeves was the bodyguard for a famous politician who was also a history buff. A buff of something, B-U-F-F, is a noun. It refers to a person who likes a particular topic, usually as a hobby. So you could be a art buff, meaning you like to go and look at art, or a theater buff, meaning you like to go to the theater. It's like a fan. Now, Dr. Reeves explains, because of this famous person who protected him, he was protecting, rather, he became a history professor himself. He got interested in history. We then return to the story, and we are now back at the apartment building where Sarah Salas and her husband Bill, who are missing, live. Dr. Reeves suggests to Anne that they should go into the apartment and take a look around. To take a look around means to look closely in a particular area, usually when you are looking for something, and often when it's a place that you haven't been to before. But more generally, when you are looking for something, you can take a look around, meaning try to find that particular thing or person. Dr. Reeves and Anne go up into the apartment on the third floor. Anne gets the key and gives it to Dr. Reeves. She says, "Here's the key." That's the expression we use often when we give something to someone. Here's your pen. Here is your whatever it happens to be. We use that when we're giving something to someone often. Dr. Reeves opens the door very slowly because it is a stranger's door. A stranger is someone that you don't know. The room was full of many expensive things. A big screen TV, you can guess, a television with a large screen, 30, 50, 60 inches, however big they are. There was a fancy stereo. Something that's fancy is something that in this case is expensive. It has a lot of additional features, different things it can do. That would be something that is fancy. Anne says that it smells like beer and cigarettes in the apartment. And she points out that Bill and Sarah didn't even smoke. The story ends, this episode ends, with Dr. Reeves going into the back of the apartment, talking about how he looks in the mirror. He says that he's 42 years old, 5 feet 11 inches, and that's how we give height. We say I'm 6 foot 3, means I'm 6 foot 3 inches. He's balding, and to be balding, of course, means that you're losing your hair or don't have any hair. He checks the windows and the closets in the apartment and then begins to go into the bathroom. But he stops because he sees something move. He then turns to Anne and puts his hand up in the air. So he takes his hand and indicates for Anne to stop. Then he puts his finger to his lips, indicating that she should be quiet. Why? Because someone is in the bathroom. That concludes episode 2, Beer and Cigarettes of Missing Person. Be sure to visit our new website at www.englishthroughstories.com. We also have 2 other podcasts you may be interested in. English as a Second Language podcast at www.eslpod.com and the TOEFL podcast at www.TOEFLPOD.com. From Los Angeles, I'm Jeff McQuillan. Thanks for listening. Come back for the next episode of Missing Person. English Through Stories is a production of the Center for Educational Development in Los Angeles, California. This program may not be resold or redistributed without the express written permission of the Center for Educational Development.
Thank you.